Don't go off topic. So sometimes students, they're really actually excited and they want to talk and they want to show off their language skills. And so they think, oh yes, I need to expand my answers. But instead of expanding, they go and they talk about so many different things that don't have to do with the topic. So for example, if they ask me a question on my hometown, if I start talking about Toronto, and then I start talking about education, and then I start talking about technology, this is going off on too many different topics. Stick to what they ask you, okay? You can give examples, but they should be about, they should refer to the question they asked you. Okay, don't answer, I don't know. So in the first part of the IELTS, this would actually be a difficult, I can't imagine you actually using this answer, because the point of the part one of the IELTS is to make you feel comfortable. So the examiner asks you questions about yourself. So you should know these answers. What are your favorite hobbies? What types of foods do you like to eat? How many members are there in your family? You shouldn't answer I don't know to any of these questions. They're about you. And if maybe you don't know, maybe you've never thought about what's your favorite food, just make it up, okay? Even if you hate sushi, even if you hate West Indian food or Canadian food, that's okay. Just make it up. I love West Indian food. I love Canadian food. If you don't know, make up your answer. Don't speak too quickly and don't speak too slowly. Okay, so this is a little bit about fluency. What often happens with students is when they get nervous, they start to talk really, really, really fast. And they go a mile a minute. They just go so fast. So if you're the type of person that does this, practice speaking in environments where you get nervous. Okay, so this way you can practice maybe ways to deal with stress, ways to deal with nervousness. Try not to speak too quickly. Also, don't speak very slowly, okay? I've had some students who have used a lot of uhs and ahs, and this is a problem. So don't speak too slowly.